Okay, here we are as a supplemental meeting for the Discretionary Fund Committee. Madam Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Rachel Kvapil?
Here.
Tracy Gatewood?
Here.
Thomas Alexander?
Here.
Karen Blackburn? Samantha Kirstein?
Here.
And Lonnie Marnie?
I'm here. Okay, second on the agenda is approval of many meetings minutes from January 9th. Do I have a... Does somebody want to... Okay. Okay, so motion's approved. And you got that? Who... Did you have a comment?
Just a change. I was in person and Rachel was remote.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Well, it says you were present.
It says remotely. I was physically here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that.
No worries.
And Rachel was remote. Mm-hmm. Okay, on to new business. After our last meeting, I do my best thinking at 2 or 3 in the morning. And I thought, well, I think a cover letter would be appropriate. It kind of gives us a Fairbanks feel. So with the help of my wife and Ms. Snyder, the clerk, we kind of cobbled something together. And I don't know if the committee thinks it's appropriate. I'm looking for feedback. Okay, kind of personalized, we're human beings. You agree, Tracy?
I do. I think you did a great job with the letter.
Okay, so we'll get all our signatures on that, Diana?
Okay,
that moves us on to verification of the changes to the application. So that was basically 9 and 10. Are everybody happy with that?
Yeah.
Ms. Gatewood, are you happy?
I am happier. I do have two small things that I'd like to recommend.
Okay.
So the mission, history, and goals of the organization, I thought we were going with organizational goals to clarify, So let me look at this again now that I'm saying this out loud. The mission is why the organization exists. The history is the history of the organization. And the goals of the organization, somehow I feel like we're asking the same thing, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Put in current goals.
Yeah, current organizational goals or something. Yeah.
I don't know.
My first read of that, I just was like, okay, well, are we duplicating again what we're asking, or are we not being clear? But
so redundant.
Yeah.
Sam, any input?
You're asking some interesting questions about that because I'm working with the tax assessor at the borough, and she's asking me very interesting questions about missions and goals and history of the use of the property. And when you say current goals, that makes me think about, because some of these organizations don't have a very active board, trying to say. My board approves the goals for the year as part of their standard operating procedure, but we don't want to get to a place where an executive director changes the goals for the event that weren't pre-approved. Are you following what I'm saying? And so I keep saying in all of this, board approved. to try to bring these groups that are more organic, as a good term for them, more spontaneous about what they're doing, and try to make sure that all of these people that are associated with organization have some organizational responsibility. They're liable for some of the decisions that are made, so the board members need to be included in goal making, and not just have somebody say, "Oh, well, let's do this year," without getting approval from the board. So, anyway, maybe I'm being too complicated. I'm just telling you that I'm being put on the grill about some of this stuff, and that's why I'm bringing it to your attention.
So, when we had the discussion back in January, we talked about whether or not we would change goals to organizational goals or mission. It wasn't to add mission and keep goals. So we still were history and either mission or organizational goals. So I think that's I think we need to get rid of one of these is what I'm saying. And if I would recommend the history and the organizational goals.
Would you get rid of the mission?
So my mission.
Go ahead, Rachel.
So I spend a lot of time interviewing organizations, and a mission, if you keep mission, it can be quite long, but usually it's only a sentence or two if it's a properly built mission statement. So I think we have to keep that in mind. If you're just saying, what is your mission? They may just give you your mission statement, which is only two sentences long. So I guess we have to ask, is that enough information? The history, I agree, is probably a lot, because some of these have a lot of history, and their history as they started may not pertain to what they're trying to accomplish now. Now, their goals, when I do interviews, I tend to ask all three questions in a completely separate question, because mission and goals should be different things. The mission should be long-term. The goal should be short-term. And I think that it's relevant to ask the mission and the goals, perhaps not the history, because it gives us a chance to see if their goals are in line with their mission. So that's just my thought.
Tom?
Yeah, I kind of tend to agree with that. I do think we should have some history about the organization that's supplying. I have no problem with that. And the mission is, like Rachel said, it's a mission statement usually. And then the reason I had thought of putting current goals is that what do they want to do on this application? What are your goals now to promote Fairbanks?
Yeah, what's your mission this year?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, whether it's current mission or our current goals or, you know, but yeah, I don't mind all three of them being in there myself.
Marguerite, do you have you want to say anything?
I think we came with this statement because of the mixture of information, so it's great to hear the dialogue, and I'm not opposed to any of the suggestions.
Tracy.
So I'm not opposed to all three. I just don't want to create additional confusion for the applicants. And I agree that, you know, organizations should have well-written mission statements. But I also know that there are organizations that don't have mission statements. If they don't have a mission statement, I just want to make sure that we don't penalize them for not supplying what they don't have, especially the smaller groups.
How about changing it to history, mission, and or goals? I mean, so if somebody doesn't have a mission statement, they're not going to get penalized for not putting a mission statement in there.
Mm-hmm.
Or if that's too confusing, I don't know.
Yeah. It's like, Tracy, you've said enough. There's nothing more for you to say. My only interest at this point is I don't want to create an issue for organizations where we get back into a situation where we're penalizing them for something that they didn't provide when we asked for it.
Amen.
So,
amen. That's what we're here for. So why don't you say what you said again, Tom?
Well, I was just going to say if we want to have all three in here, you could have history, describe your history, mission, and or goals, and or current goals. Or, and if that's too much, then you can decide to drop one of them out.
Sam?
Give me an example of a time that we have penalized someone who didn't have a mission or history or goals. I can't think of a time.
No, I can't, but Margarita probably.
Can you think of a time? I have seen some applications without, detailed history, or I don't really read this section in detail when I review the applications, but I know every applicant has filled out information in this particular section, and just by glancing at some of the application, I've seen very simple statements, and in some cases, I've seen very lengthy statements. I think it's a matter of, as a reviewer, what do you want to read? What do you want to know from that particular question?
If we're going to have all three in there, have mission, history, no, excuse me, history, mission, and or current goals.
Everybody okay with that? No, it's just rephrasing, really. Rachel, are you okay with that?
I am. I am less concerned with the history because, like I said, history changes. But by a lot. But I am very concerned about the mission and goals, whether they have a mission statement or realize they have one or not. Because I just would like to see if whatever they're proposing is in a line with their longer view of what they are as an organization. That they say that they are here to serve youth in the community, and they're not building, they're not asking for money for a project that doesn't benefit youth. So I think that's why, that's just an example of why I think at least two of those components. I have nothing against the history, though.
Thank you. Okay, I think we're good on all that. Sam, you good? Okay. Okay, next thing is the next meeting, sometime in November. Okay, Tracy?
My apologies. Number 10, I would just say select all that apply, because I wouldn't want someone to think that they had to just select one of these.
Or have to select all of them.
Right.
Oh, did you get that, Diana? Rachel, did you hear that? Okay. Are you good with that? Okay.
I am.
Sam?
Yes.
Okay. That's a go.
I'm done.
Are you done?
I'm done. For real.
Okay, next meeting. I know it's so far in advance, and definitely my calendar doesn't reach that far. But the only thing I think about, do we want it early part of November, or do we want it in the middle of November?
Early.
Tom?
It doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
In November.
Tracy?
1 second. My calendar does go that far out.
Rachel, do you have any conflict with doing it in the, first of the month or middle?
So it looks like I traditionally go to Austin for our annual running conference. This was last year. Oh, is it 2024? Oh, they've already determined. It's November 19th to the 21st. So I won't be in town those days.
Okay. So we could do it the first of the month.
Early November.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
Tracy, you're good with that too?
Early November.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So go ahead, Tom.
And I know it's hard to, when we meet in first part of November, when will we be meeting the next time?
Well, I'd like to, well, that would be, so we meet and then we have the presentations and then we have the awards.
So I'll send out a doodle poll at the beginning of the, or for the beginning of the month meeting.
Yeah.
That everyone can vote on, and then at that meeting, you all can determine the next meeting time.
Okay. I just, you know, this year, I was out of town in December because I'd already planned vacation, and I normally plan vacation in December, so I'm just kind of trying to figure all that out. Just didn't know. And I want to be here, obviously.
So has that ever occurred where we get all three meetings done in the month of November?
We have never done that, but it has never been the goal to do it all in November. But I think it's possible.
Well, I guess we'll just let time dictate. So we got plenty of time to think about it. I would like to see it done before Thanksgiving, personally.
Yes,
but
before Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
way
done.
Before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
If we have all the meetings in November, Rachel's going to have a conflict for that.
No, she said it was...
Yeah, because... The night, but I got to fly in the night before. So we actually would leave for Austin on the 18th, and then we would not return until the 22nd because it starts between the 19th, or it actually happens between the 19th and 21st, but we got flights on either day, either side of the day. And I don't have any free time through then. We're vendoring that whole time.
You know, the presentation is probably the most important meeting. And then we can, I mean, this year, what we had a week between, did we not?
Quite a bit of time.
I think 2 years ago, we had the presentation, then we had the awards like in 2 days or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, if we do it, we could totally all, if we could get it up front, there just might be one day that is iffy, and I won't know now because the board, I have to cover a board in Juneau, and if that turns out to be an in-person meeting in November, that's another 4 days I'm gone. But they won't determine that until the middle of summer.
Would you be able to Zoom from Texas?
I would not. No, okay. I cannot. We are vendoring the whole time.
Okay.
Like, literally, we get up at 6 a.m., and we are there and going until 10 p.m.
Okay.
So.
Well, to be decided, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything
so
else?
Even if I do have a doodle poll, I can say yes, that may change again if I have to spend 3 days in Juneau for work.
Okay.
I won't know that till summer. So.
Ms. Bell?
I was just going to mention, if you decide to do the presentations in November, I think it would be helpful for the clerks to know that time so that they can add it to the application, because that will be a change for the applicants.
Tracy?
And if we know we have a window of time, well, maybe Rachel Steele would not know. For me, the later we go with scheduling, the less flexibility I have, and I can't just hold all of, you know, November. So I don't know if we could schedule the date for the presentations and maybe some tentative dates, just so for me, I'm holding something sometime in November.
But would we want to send this doodle poll out, say, in July or August?
Whatever works to do that poll. I would make a comment, and just specifically for me, is if we had to stretch into December, the first part of December would be better for me. If we had to check, you know, have another meeting.
Okay.
Sped the three over to that.
Sam,
and so far, and I can add that so far it looks like, well, again, that would be 3 days, but oh, that is my 3-day meeting. Okay, I guess it's on a different calendar. but I have a three-day meeting in November here in town from 6th, 7th to 8th, but I could do an evening. I can do presentations in the evening. I will just look exhausted because I will have been taking notes. I'm not in Juneau. I'm here in town, but I will have been in a meeting from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m., but I can do it if I have to on those days.
Okay, well, thank you. Okay, anything else, committee? Okay, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So.
Okay, well, thank you, guys.
Thank you.